for parents with young children. Popular apps getting children to agree to be spied upon. Tell us more on that front.
A lot of kids are signing up to social media apps out there, the popular apps. But believe it or not, you know, we've got to understand that they monitor their emails, they spy on the websites they visit, and they share their data with advertising. So it's a bit of a call at the moment for greater protection of young people's personal information. So the digital platforms out there were analysed and found most children could not understand the terms and conditions of apps such as TikTok, Instagram and Twitter because of their complexity, length and use, you know, of things called dark patterns that nudge users to act against their own best interests. I've got to say a lot of parents would never ever understand that either. 9 out of the 10 digital platforms surveyed required a university degree to understand their terms and conditions, yet we let kids as young as 13 years old join, or as many parents do, even younger on there as well. So that'll be all right. They could go along and sign up. The gaming app Steam scored at a late high school reading age. So these apps are designed to be easy to use for young people, but when it comes to disclosing how data will be collected and stored, they become difficult for the kids to understand.
Yeah, it is concerning, Richard. So really, parents need to have a working relationship with their children who start and use social media, don't they?
They do, to explain to them what's going to happen when you go on there. So I always say to people, you know, if you've got kids who are going on social media, make sure you talk to them before that and make sure you have, you know, you can talk and say what things are going on there. Why are these things popping up in my feed on there as well? So chat to your kids.
It is a worry. It just shows that Big Brother can be watching. What about those that have got slow internet connections? You've got a couple of tips to share.
Yeah, I do. First of all, check your speed and your plan on there as well. If you sign up for the 12 megabit plan, that was actually slower than what we used to have before on ADSL. Or there's a new Wi-Fi offering from some telcos out there that say, you know, which use the towers to go along and give you an internet connection. Can I say in some cases, they're really slow for people on there as well. So you might go along and go, well, I used to have NBN, now I'm going to swap back to this thing. It's not working. Why is it working? Talk to your telco about that. Troubleshoot your hardware. As usual, turn your computer, smartphone, tablet, your router on and off on a regular basis. And finally, call your internet service provider. If you've done all the troubleshooting tips, your internet's too slow, have a chat to them at their end, but don't assume they've done something wrong and treat them with respect when you ring them because you'll probably get better results when you do that, Lee. All the other tips, I've put a whole range of tips, are all up on the website right now as well.
And that website is adelaidetechguide.com.au or it is also talktech.com.au, those websites. And just finally, we do hear the common phrases being thrown around, Wi-Fi. For those that are unaware, what does it stand for?
Wi-Fi's everywhere. We talk about it. It's on our TV, smartphone, laptop, smart speaker, fridge. It's to facilitate communication between devices. Guess what, Lee? It doesn't actually stand for anything.
Not a word that stands for anything at all.
It's an acronym.
It's an acronym, yeah.
Yeah, most people would have said, you know, wireless fidelity on there as well. It was a marketing term coined by a marketing agency to help them actually brand Wireless Ethernet Compatibility Alliance, which is the Wi-Fi Alliance for marketing purposes. So it actually doesn't stand for anything. I thought that was fascinating.
It just shows you learn something every day, doesn't it?
It does. So, yeah, a lot of people try. And I was asked the other day, and that's why I thought I'd just do a bit of research, and I found, well, it does actually stand for a thing. So, God.
So it's just simply a marketing term that's coined by a marketing agency.
Yeah, I came up with a name. Good luck to them.